the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك رحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? Regarding this part, dear listeners, we said that we have many Quranic verses and traditions implying that the Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants, and we have seen that this is the case from the beginning of this very Kumail supplication we've been discussing about. And among those wonders of his mercy is that the divine mercy is granted based upon a few acts seen from the servants. The Almighty Allah, the Holy Essence, grants great blessings for few acts of the servants. And the point is that the key has been given to the servants, to the believers. In fact, it is accessible to the servants on condition that they start the action with the supplication both together. As we explained, action and prayer are two keys among the greatest keys through which the human beings can unlock the doors of Allah's mercy. Now, we are not to discuss at the moment about the action and its relation to Allah's mercy in relation to prayer and treasures of Allah's mercy. Now, the thing we need to know is that the Almighty Allah bestows upon His servants because of both effort and prayer. This means that Allah gives His servants through what is with them and what is not with them. What is with them is their efforts, their actions, and whatever they send forth, their endeavors and everything. But what is not with them is denoted by their indigence and neediness to Allah, and their presentation of poverty and need before Allah. What we have seen and what we exactly are seeing in this part of the Kumail supplication is that the servant, the supplicant, has brought his need and indigence towards Allah. فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابُ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. This person is in chastisement, He is remaining in the different levels of hellfire he's confined, and he has nothing and no one else to turn to except you. That is why he is only hopeful for your mercy and no one else.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torments when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames shower him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So it is with these two keys of action and prayer that man can attract the mercy of Allah, by raising towards him subhanahu wa ta'ala his efforts, actions, his self and wealth, and by displaying before him subhanahu wa ta'ala his need, his indigence, his desperation, destitute and non-existence. This is exactly what applies to this part of the Kumail supplication. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفَهُ. How should its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? This weakness means that it is presented before the Almighty Allah to attract his mercy. Now, in the next episodes, we will try to have a sufficient look at the levels of indigence and needs presented before the Almighty Allah. For now, we will just move on with our discussion of relationship between prayer and action, and the traditions that the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles, alayhimus salam, have been asking the servants to accompany action with prayer together. It should not be correct to try to fathom prayer and dua independent of the norms of Allah, however, because He, the Exalted, has laid for His servants some norms in the universe, and with respect to their affairs and needs, it is that it acts. So people should not to neglect these norms in their affairs and wishes. But prayer is not a substitute for these norms. This is one aspect of prayer we need to be aware of. Of course, following these norms do not dispense man of prayer, but we need to comprehend this subtle lordly customs in Islam in order to be more successful in getting close to Almighty Allah's mercy and our salvation with these two important keys. We'll try to explain them in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
I need.